Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And yesterday, I really stepped off into a place that I lost track of time, and I said, let's get this on tape. I had forgotten that we had actually started the broadcast, and then I'd made light of it as I went through yesterday, but the
anointing, Brother Cubbin, when you did that, the anointing was so strong right here.
Yes, it was.
And I had the privilege of being around Brother Hagin sometimes, that he would do that very thing right there. Exactly. It was kind of a flashback. I'm like, he's about to prophesy.
I began to see things, and I really didn't know where I was. And somehow or another, I got it in my mind that we hadn't started yet. And then everybody went like that. I thought, you dummy. And then I made light of it, but I was just trying to cover my own dumb way of doing things.
The anointing has been so strong in this room. Do you agree? Yes. As we talked about the goodness of God, His presence shows up.
Yes. Let's open our Bibles to the
Exodus
23. Now, this is great healing scripture here. But it has been misquoted because of not reading, just taking scripture out of its context. That's not a good thing to do.
Mm-mm.
Read around it. I have mentioned it before. In fact, I think I've said something about it last week. When you pull the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy out by itself without reading chapter 27, right, you don't get it. This was responsive reading.
Mm-hmm.
One would shout the curse, and the other would shout the blessing. It wasn't all the blessing and then all the curse. Mm-hmm. It was going back and forth, and it looks as though God was smiting people. No. He said it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
If you hearken not to my word and so forth, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. He doesn't have to do it. The devil is there ready to do that. Anyway, so, right. But there's something like that with this. So let's go there. Verse 25, you shall serve the Lord your God. He will bless your bread and water. I will take sickness from the midst of you.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not God blessing your bread and water. Back up, verse 23. My angel shall go before you and bring you and so forth and so on. And so forth. There's an angel involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
Moses said, we have to do this by ourselves? He said, no, I'm sending an angel. And you better be careful around him.
Right.
Don't you provoke him.
Don't provoke him.
Because, I mean, he doesn't have any pity. He just does what he's told.
Exactly. Doesn't grade on the curve at all.
No, he doesn't. So now you know, look at it. You shall serve the Lord your God. Your angel shall bless your bread and water, and I will take sickness from the midst of you. Ministering spirits sent forth. This is still true today. I was driving, as you know, my driveway is fairly long. Mm-hmm. And for those of you that don't know, our ministry is, many years ago, we bought an abandoned naval air station operated by the Marine Corps. So actually, you call it a Marine air station. And it was a refueling station and so forth and so on. And so finally, we got to build our house out on this property. Well, to go out of our property there toward the main road, it's little ways. And this scripture rose up on the inside of me. I stopped my car and shouted, I'll never be sick another day in my life. He has taken sickness from the midst of me. Glory to God, sickness is done with me.
Right. Hallelujah.
I hadn't been sick since.
Praise God.
Now the devil tried.
Sure.
Tried to put the
flow. Well, he's going to test that word.
Tried to put the flow on me a couple of years ago in the minister's conference. Mm. And I was sitting on the front row there and just smiling and started chilling all over. And I said, you can't put that on me. You know you can't put that. Yeah, no, but I don't know, 12, 15 minutes is gone.
Praise the Lord. That's resisting the evil.
Yes.
Resisting the devil and yielding yourself to good. That's exactly what you were doing. Can I show you something in Exodus chapter 3? Let's start. I want to show you where Moses encounters the goodness. We touched it briefly yesterday. First of all, reminder, Acts 10:38, talked about it all last week. Jesus went about healing because God was with him. Let me show you where he introduces all the way verse 1 through verse 12. But, and the angel of the Lord, verse 2 here in chapter 3, appeared unto him in a flame of fire in the midst of a bush. And he looked and beheld the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. That's an important point. Look at what this. Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside, see, he took a step. That was a faith step.
Yes.
He's guarding the sheep of his fathers, just like David. In Midian, and he turns, he sees this thing over here, and he turns to go toward it. And then when he went toward it, then God spoke to him out of the midst and, you know, of course, told him to take his shoes off. And then on down, he calls him. And verse 11, you brought this up yesterday, and Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Verse 12, and he said, certainly I will be with me.
I certainly will.
He flat ignored the man's question.
Yes, he did.
About who am I? Well, who am I that I should do this? I hear more believers, Brother Copeland, say that very thing. Well, who am I to and who am I to teach in a class, and who am I to be an usher? Well, you're the one that the Lord's with. That's who you are.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you who I am. I'm the guy who Jesus goes to lunch with. That's who I am.
That's who I am.
I'm the one that he ministers through. And you've got to get that reality in you, because that'll change everything. He had to introduce himself to Moses, to who he was. Because he didn't know. He'd been in Egypt all those years, and then he'd been in this desert for 40 years. Because he killed an Egyptian. He's doing what he was called to do, deliver Israel.
Now, you know,
but he did it by the flesh.
There's another good thing. Of course, God knew this beforehand, of course. So he prepared Moses and put him out there where he knew that wilderness like the back of his hand. He knew where every rock was. He knew where everything was throughout. He knew it. He knew exactly where he was all the time.
He's in the land of the Midianites, is where he's at, Midian. I personally believe, this is now Saudi Arabia today, where a lot of religious people say the Mount of Sinai is. I don't believe it because of what the Bible says. Paul says, Apostle Paul said, Sinai of Arabia. Paul went there. I believe the Lord took Paul and put him on Mount Sinai for 3 years and taught him and showed him all the things about Moses and all of that. Anyway, that's a side thing. After he takes them out of Egypt, he didn't want to go, he makes more excuses. He's still making excuses, even though God said, I'll be with you. That's all you need to go on.
That really is.
It really is that the Lord is with me is really all I need. What are your credentials? The Lord is with me.
Come on. Mm-hmm. He's my shepherd.
And he leads me for his name's sake, which is goodness.
Yes.
Amen. So go over here to Exodus 33. Exodus 33, Moses is going to ask a question of the Lord. Now, see, now he's different. Now that he's done all this stuff with Pharaoh, he's brought them out of the land. He's brought them to the mountain of God. He talks differently to God now. And he says in verse 18, and he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory.
Oh, I love this.
See, he's not questioning now.
Oh, I love this.
He's a covenant man now. See, he's talking differently. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee.
Yes.
And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he says, thou cannot see my face, for shall no man see me and live. Verse 21. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me that thou can stand upon a rock. Verse 22. And it came to pass that while my glory passeth, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover thee with my hand as I pass by. All right.
Goodness is so powerful.
That's how powerful goodness is.
Goodness
is
so powerful.
Vast it is. Moses asked for something that he had covenant boldness here. I want to see your glory. I want to see you.
I think he just burst that out.
I think he did.
God, the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. He said, show me your glory. He just, I got to see this thing.
Well, look at verse 11. This is why he went ahead and did it. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend.
Yes, his covenant friend.
His covenant friend. He's now got him over to that place of Abraham.
Oh, man.
Of covenant friendship.
Face to face.
Face to face. Think of what he asked, though. Show me your glory. And the first thing God mentioned about his glory was goodness.
Goodness. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then he went to grace, and then he went to mercy. And as you think about this, Moses asked for something that wasn't his time. No man can see my face and live. He was out of time. He has no right to ask for that. And yet, because all the promises of God are yes and amen, God found a way to make it happen. Mm-hmm. He said, there is a place by me where you can stand. Well, I got to thinking about that, Brother Copeland. What is the place by him? Jesus.
Yes, I was just thinking that same thing, and he is the rock.
And he is the rock, and he put him in the cleft of the rock.
Yes, he did.
For a moment in time, that's how good he is. For a moment in time, he placed Moses in Jesus for
yes,
it to happen.
Did. Yes, he did.
And you think he's not good to you. Or you want to impugn the goodness of God.
Now, but before we take one more step, all of this is wrapped up, everything good that he said. I said to the Lord, I said, Moses spoke to you face to face. I want to speak to you face to face. He said, you don't need to do that. You have everything I said to Moses.
Yes.
You have everything I said to Daniel. You have everything I said to all of the prophets. He said, you have everything I said to Jesus. What more you want? Okay. But in the spirit, we're still face to face.
Yes, we are.
Amen. And now listen. All the good in this covenant, all the good in this covenant belong to us.
Mm-hmm.
All the good, none of the bad.
That's right.
Poverty doesn't belong to us. Sickness doesn't belong to us. Lack of any kind doesn't belong to us. Prosperity belongs to us. His goodness belongs to us. He is good to all. That means he's good to me. He's good to you. He's good to anybody that'll receive it.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot walk in it without knowing what your covenant is and what it says, not what you think it says.
Oh my.
Read it for yourself.
How many times did John or Peter, or the apostles of the Lamb say, to know him.
To know him.
Not just know about
him. And the Apostle Paul, to know him in the power of his resurrection.
Yes.
Now, Proverbs 4. Verse 20, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Memorizing scripture is a good thing. I never did sit down and memorize scripture. Mm-hmm. But now, there's nothing wrong with that. Don't misunderstand. But it comes up out of me because I spent time with it. Now, Gloria spent her time in the Amplified. I spent my time in the King James. I really enjoy the Classic Amplified translation. And I use the King James because that's where everybody is. But and she's done this also, but she quotes it out of the Amplified. Mm-hmm. And she quotes that whole part of the love chapter in the 13th verse. You just quote that off like that. But know this. These are two covenants, both of them in blood. Mm-hmm. All the good in the first one belongs to us. Every bit of it. Mm-hmm. Every word of it belongs to us. It's ours. It's mine. Glory to God. And like Brother Hagin used to say, the prayer of faith ends with a joyous confession. Yes, that's mine. And I receive it now. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Because you base your prayer right here. I based my prayer on that again and again and again and again.
Hallelujah.
Put my eyes on it. I still have to be careful with that because I spend a lot of time in the Word preparing to preach and for, you know, and broadcast like this. But I have to go back in there and just... I started reading through the New Testament again in the New King James and just take my time and just read whole books at a time. And it's easy to do in the New Testament. The long ones are Romans and 1st and 2nd Corinthians. But the rest of them, you can read them in just a few minutes. You can read the book of Mark in just a few minutes. It's just marvelous. 1st and 2nd Thessalonians.
Fabulous.
Particularly now that my granddaughter has an orphanage in Thessaloniki. Mm-hmm. And as I told you before, she married a young Greek man, and then the first two members of his family that I met, she introduced them as 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. Yeah. The two sisters.
Oh, yeah.
And but to think that all of this is real. It's covenant. There's blood here. Mm-hmm. The blood of God was shed to buy this thing for us.
Jesus, or the Father, is going to tell Moses all after all that happened, here's how you're going to do it with animal's blood. Here's how this is going to work. It's a picture of what's in heaven. But you and I, people don't realize we live in a better covenant established on better promises because I'm not in Christ, in the rock, for a moment in time. I'm in Him for all time.
Well, and here's the difference. That rock couldn't get in Moses.
No.
It just protected him.
That's right.
The rock is in
That's
us.
That's good. That's good.
And that rock, when Jesus changed Peter's name, He said, upon this rock I will build my church.
Yes.
Now, He wasn't talking about building the rock on Peter, the church on Peter. It was on the rock of revelation. The flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. But my Father in heaven.
Yes. Yes.
And that's when He changed His name to Peter. Rock. Hard. So it... But now...
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Now He's in here. And that revelation will make us that strong. And there's nothing wrong with a stronghold unless it's the wrong stronghold.
Right.
I have a stronghold on the inside of me. I made up my heart and I made up my mind a long time ago. I'll have no other will other than His. That His will and my will are one and the same. And to accomplish that, I just began to say, I am yours to command, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm yours to command. Your wish is my command. And I, whatever you say is right. Whatever this book says is my will. Mm-hmm. Well, if it's your will, it's my will. And I'll just do everything within me to keep that like that. Whatever His will is, that's my will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. So it makes sense now to me of Moses with the two rocks. The first time he is supposed to, having been in the rock,
yes.
First time he was supposed to strike the rock, that's a picture of Jesus being struck. From now on, you'll speak to the rock and it'll give water. You don't need to strike again now.
But he got mad.
He got mad at the people.
He lost his temper.
Lost his temper and got him in trouble. See, it wasn't God wasn't being good. Moses misrepresented the goodness.
Yes, he did.
Of God to the people.
And he was so mad at the people, he hit that rock like he was hitting them. He stepped out of love.
Yeah, oh my.
You can't do that.
No.
Not with this covenant. You can't do that. You step out of love, you're out of this covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true with that's true with both of them. The love walk, that's the line. That's the narrow walk. Mm-hmm. And you walk that line and you're walking in that line and walking on the Word. And it's easy because all you need to be doing is loving your neighbor as yourself. That, according to Jesus, according to the Apostle Paul, that settles all the law and the prophets. So, and in the book of Romans, it says the same thing. So I'll stay on that love walk. And the minute you lose your temper and step off of it, man, I'm telling you, the curse is waiting on you. The flu or something is just standing there just waiting to attach itself to you. I mean, repent now.
Immediately.
Don't wait till you feel better about it. I mean, right. Do it right now. Just walk in an area of repentance all the time. And I have to do that continually. I'm just like anybody else. You get irritated with something and, no.
Right.
That won't work, brother. And the more of this you know, the tighter that walk is. Because you know better than that. And you know better than to follow your feelings. But it's doable because He is in here. If He is not in you right now, just say, Jesus, yes. Come into my heart
right now.
I receive you now.
Yes, yes, yes.
You are so good. Praise God. Take my life and do something with it. And we're out of time. Come on, Jeremy.
Amen.
Thank you, Papa. The goodness of God is a powerful spiritual force. Now, it's not just some feeling. No, God's goodness flowing through your covenant with Him has the power in it to change your circumstances.
The laws of the Spirit govern the whole earth, but what are those laws? In Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Releasing God's Love in You, he explains what the laws of the Spirit are and how they affect your daily life. Understand the character of God as your Savior and Father. Learn how releasing the love of God that's in you activates His Word and power into your life so you can love and believe on purpose and see the blessing that God has for you. When you sow the love of God into what you're believing for, you'll see the harvest of His promises come back to you more than you could ask or think. Fill your spirit with the right words so you know what to do and say when challenges arise, and watch God's love turn your situation around. Stop strife and unforgiveness with the love of God and take back freedom and peace for you and those around you.
Request your free copy of Releasing God's Love in You, available on MP3 disc by Kenneth Copeland. Choose to live in God's love and see how everything lines up with His promises for your life and those around you. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01225-787-310. Free offer good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Be sure to request your free copy of Releasing God's Love in You. This audio series by Brother Copeland will stretch your faith to think bigger and believe God on a higher level. You have a choice to live in God's love. When you activate the law of God's love in your life, that frees you from the law of sin and death. And that means no more sickness, no more debt, no more fear, no more pain. Now imagine what it would be like to live like that, to actually enjoy life, to live in peace, to have true freedom. And you start using words of God's love, faith, and joy, and you begin to build a new future. So go to kcm.org to request your free copy on MP3 or as a digital download. Now, prayer is the foundation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And this ministry has licensed prayer ministers who are trained in the Word of God. So if you need prayer, I invite you, I encourage you, call KCM's prayer line. They will pray scriptures in faith over you, over your situation. And then you take hold of those promises of God. You write them down. You confess them in the days that are right ahead of you right now. And you can also call this number to share your testimony. We want to hear it. Let us know the good things that our good God has done for you. Make a big deal out of the goodness of God. Keep it on your mind. Remember and thank Him for it all the time. Now, before we go, let me remind you of the Southwest Believers Convention that's happening this week at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Come get in these meetings either in person or watch the services live online. Immerse yourself in the Word of God and watch His Word do in your life what only He can do. You'll be blessed. Go to kcm.org for all the information. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory was brought to you by the faithful partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org.uk to receive your free digital download of today's broadcast. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
This August 2nd through the 7th, Kenneth Copeland Ministries will be at the Fort Worth Convention Center for our annual Southwest Believers Convention. Join us all week for some powerful and anointed teaching from the Word of God. Come be a part, August 2nd through the 7th, where the West begins and faith never stops. Register today at kcm.org/events.